Last night's episode of The Ultimate Fighter, Team Sarah versus Team Hughes, brought back memories of Gideon Ray versus Edwin Deweys 2 seasons ago, a virtual bloodbath between John Copenhaver and Tommy Spear. And right now we're being joined by, unfortunately, the loser in that bout, but I think pretty much everyone agrees that there was no loser in that bout. John, how's it going today?
Not bad at all, man. Just hanging out in New York.
So I wanted to get right to it and ask you about the fight. First off, how long ago was that fight?
That was in the middle of July.
Is it tough for you now, I guess almost 4 months later, to have to revisit it and talk about it like it was just yesterday?
I hadn't seen the fight until the other day, so I'd know what to expect, and it kind of disgusted me, dude, really. And it made me feel kind of shitty watching it, but...
When you watched the fight, you started out guns blazing. I mean, true to your nickname, the War Machine, it seemed as though the fight was going to last only 30 seconds and you were going to be the victor. Mm. Did you think that was the way it was going? I mean, you had the rear naked choke locked in. I thought it was over maybe a minute in. Was that what was going through your mind?
You know, I mean, he was bleeding like a pig, and I had his back, and I was, you know, in my head, that's why I was just gunning for that choke so hard, man. I was squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. I thought for sure I had him, and that shit wore me out, man. I wore myself out with that.
So you mentioned it after the fight that you kind of quote unquote blew your wad trying to lock in the choke. Is that how you felt? Did you exert too much energy in the beginning and then had nothing for the second round?
Definitely. I smelled blood. I could smell his blood. It was bleeding everywhere. My teammates were screaming and screaming, just choke him, like, finish it, finish it, finish it. And, I was just all hyped up. I was squeezing. I thought I had him. And when I didn't have him, it just kind of, I think it broke me mentally a little bit. And at the same time, I was blowing up, and I was, it gassed me a little bit, really.
Did the fact that Tommy was bleeding so much, do you think that kind of distracted you a bit or made you feel a little uncomfortable, or did you kind of, like, just look past that?
Didn't make me feel uncomfortable, but it made me, be more stubborn with the choke than I should have been. It overexcited me, and it also, made it a little slippery. It made it a little easier for him to pull my arms off and stuff, so, it definitely didn't help.
And what was the game plan going into the fight? Were you looking to stand and bang, or were you trying to take him to the ground?
I figured I had better stand-up than him, so I was actually planning on staying on the feet, but my instincts, took over, and I ended up shooting and taking him down. So, that happens sometimes.
Did you think that you had lost both rounds? I mean, there was some question as to whether or not it would go to a third round, but lost, 20-18. Did you think there was a chance of you going to a third round?
I didn't think there was a chance at third round at all. I thought that the first round was tied just because, I smashed him the first half, he smashed me in the second half. And the second round was all him, so I definitely thought he was up around. So I didn't think a third round was necessary.
After the fight, Matt Serra came up to you and had some really nice things to say, saying that he took that loss as a win, really, that he was 7-1 instead of 6-2. Obviously it sucked that you lost, but did it make you feel good that your coach was coming up to you and just really giving you all the props in the world for your performance out there?
I mean, it always feels a little better when people they tell you nice things after you do shitty, but you still know inside that you didn't do as well as you wanted to, and it helps a little bit though. I under that's me. Basically they were just saying that I won because I didn't quit and I toughed it out. But I mean that's why they call me War Machine. I'm tough. But sometimes being tough isn't enough. I wasn't happy with the way I portrayed my skills and stuff, but whatever, man. I'll fix it next time.
Did Dana White say anything to you after the fight about a potential future in the UFC? He liked your style, your guts, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I've known Dana White for a long time, and he definitely likes my image and likes the way that I'm aggressive and I bring it, and likes that I won't quit. So I definitely see myself having a couple fights in the UFC. As long as I do well, I should just stay there. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Is it a foregone conclusion that you'll be fighting on the finale on the first week of December?
Yeah. All the guys that did well on the show that they like are fighting on December, so I'll be there.
When you have those fights, and most of the guys, as you said, they do well on the show and they get a shot at either the undercard or the untelevised fights for the live event? Do they tell you, okay, if you win or if you do a good performance here, then you can have a couple of shots like a Chris Lieben or something like that, or before the fact, it's kind of up in the air and then it's just based on how you perform?
No, they don't tell you that, but I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, they put so much money in backing and into promoting you with this show that if you do well, there's no reason not to keep you there. I mean, we're automatically way more famous than the average UFC fighter just alone off the TV show, so they'd be dumb to get rid of us. So, I mean, anyone that does well, they're gonna keep around just because we have a fan base and all that.
How annoying is it after you lose the fight that you now have to like stick around and watch the other guys, including the fighter who beat you, Tommy Spear, move on and towards that goal of fighting in the finale? Would you rather have just left, or do you kind of like the fact that you get to train with these great fighters?
No, I definitely wouldn't want to leave. I mean, more so than anything, I had one of my best friends there, Rude Boy. So he was still in the contest, and I was there for him to support him, as well as the other teammates and the other friends that I made while on the show. And top it all off, realistically, I wanted Tommy to win. Every time he fought, I was, really rooting for him inside, because his success makes me look better. If Tommy would have lost his second fight in 10 seconds, that would make me look worse. But if Tommy wins his next two fights, then it makes me look better. So, I'll secretly be rooting for him no matter who he faces.
Now, you weren't one of the 16 fighters originally picked for the show. Did you try out at first to try to get on the show?
No, I didn't try out. A lot of guys had to try out, but I actually was almost on season one, and I actually they decided against me last minute because I was on probation. So, I've been waiting, my turn to get on this thing, and then they called me and said, it's my turn, welterweights. Everything was good now. So I was really, really surprised when they called me and said that I was an alternate, and I was kind of pissed off. And they called me again saying, someone's hurt. We need you here. And I was stoked. I showed up and.
So they pick an X amount of guys as alternates going into the show, and then
Yeah, they pick, the 16 fighters, and they pick, I think, about four or five alternates. So I was in that category, and I was their first pick, after the Roman got hurt.
So who calls you up to tell you about the injury? Is it Dana? Is it Joe Silva? Is it one of the producers on the show?
No, one of the producers called you.
And then how much time do they give you to get to Las Vegas and get to the house?
12 hours.
And when you're an alternate on the show, are you allowed to fight anywhere else, or are you kind of contractually obligated to sit around and just wait for the call?
Yeah, you're stuck. I don't know, you're not really stuck, but pretty much the alternate would only be used if somebody gets hurt before the first fight happens. So after they have the first fight in the show, they wouldn't call alternate. They would pick the guy that lost his first fight that would come up. So you have a small window of opportunity to get on, so I was lucky.
Now, when they call you up, do they tell you, just to make you feel better that you won't fight first? I mean, there was a chance, they kind of teased it, that there was a possibility you could fight, the day after you arrived. Did they tell you that that wasn't going to happen and just build it up for the
No,
TV, or was it actually legit that you could have fought?
I really could have fought, man. I was actually real nervous about that because I mean, I just got there and my weight was an issue and my cardio and just the new experience of just getting there, man. Like, if they would have picked me first, I would have been it would have sucked. But yeah, that was a real possibility, man.
It kind of worked out, the fact that you were the last guy picked in the first round. After the point where you got rid of those jitters, that you were there and you felt comfortable, did you like the fact that you had to wait so long in the first round to fight, or would you rather have fought a little earlier? Especially because you seem a little bit of an anxious guy before a fight.
I think I would have rather fought, maybe like third or fourth, just where the process was getting familiar, but you're used to it now, and you're not waiting too long, you're not thinking about things too long. So, being last kind of sucked, but it's better than being first, but not as good as being third or fourth.
Now, you got to see the episode yesterday, and Matt Serra had some funny things to say about you and your character. What do you think of the way Matt portrayed you on TV?
Honestly, at first I was irritated, it's really the way they edit the show, because I mean, just like they showed me, not looking like I didn't like the way he coached or whatever. I was, not paying attention or whatever. I mean, you're there for 6 weeks. Things happen. People say things. People feel things. And, they can focus on that 1 second, and that 1 second in 6 weeks, if he said something negative about me, they caught it, So I think it made it look worse than it was, because I think him and I got along fairly well. And, I definitely liked the way he coached. I think he liked me. So, I mean, at first I was mad, but then when I thought about it, I was like, that's just the way they edit it, So I don't, whatever.
Now, there's eight guys left in the show, and obviously you can't talk about the future there. Was there one guy in particular that made it from that pack that you really think has a great future? One guy that kind of stood out from everyone else?
I mean, definitely, there's a couple guys in the house with a lot of talent, that I think are going to do very well in the UFC, and there's a few more guys in the house that I think, including myself, that we will do well. We just need a little bit more grooming, but we're definitely going to be an up-and-comer.
All right, my final question before I let you go. I wanted to ask someone who was actually in the house and saw the whole Sarah and Hughes feud up close, and it seems like Matt is the one who's always making fun of Sarah and egging him on, and it seems that Sarah's the one always making fun of Hughes and egging him on. Hughes doesn't really concern himself with all that. Do you believe that there's actual legitimate heat between the two, or is this something played up on TV?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's guaranteed, man. They don't like each other. Matt Sarah definitely doesn't like Matt Hughes, and there's no acting in there at all. There's no acting anywhere on the show. It's all real.
All right, John. Thanks so much for joining us, and a tough loss yesterday, but I think you had a great showing, as Matt Sarah said, and hopefully we'll see you on the finale come December. Good luck to you in the future, and again, thanks for taking the time.
All right, man. Thanks. Bye.